Welcome to Kapnick Insurance Group's Ask the Expert podcast. This month, we are joined by Melissa Matich, who runs the private client practice at Kapnick. Melissa, what exactly is a private client?
Yeah, so, you know, every company probably defines it a little bit different. But for Kapnick, we've spent, you know, a good year last year figuring out what we wanted private client to be. So for Kapnick, there's a couple different ways that a client can be a private client. So one is if they have their policies, we're talking personal lines, home, auto, boats, with a high net worth carrier. So there's a few carriers that are in the private client space and do a really good job of it. So that's number one. If they're with a high net worth carrier, they're in our private client department. The second one would be the premium amount. So if they're over a certain premium level, they're spending this much on their stuff, we're going to put them in the private client category.
It's kind of like bundling and giving them an advantage because of their total spend.
Total, exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. And the more they spend, you know, the more stuff they likely have, or the higher value stuff. So it deserves a little more attention. It requires a little more attention.
Okay.
The third part would be if they're, you know, since Kapnick, we do employee benefits, we do commercial business. So if their personal lines stuff, if they're tied to a really important commercial account of ours or a very important employee benefits account of ours, we're going to put them in our private client practice as well. And the fourth one is sort of a family office. So, you know, if there's the next generation of people or the family office, you know, multiple, we have the mom and dad, we have the four children with the grandparents. So they're going to also kind of bundle into our private client practice.
Okay, and this is so important to you guys that you have a separate division, an entire department dedicated to serving the needs of your private clients, right?
Yeah, so it's new. So I came in almost 2 years ago in January to help start this department up. Kapnick didn't have someone dedicated just to the private client practice. We had producers that had private clients and were dealing with this sort of population, but nobody was focused on it, just dedicated to it, trying to build it up. So we spent, you know, like I said, a good year when I first started just defining our own. What do we want private client to be? Who do we currently have that falls in this category? And then, you know, out there kind of getting the word out and adding to it. So, you know, now we're about 2 years in and we're, you know, it, for me, obviously it's fun and I'm having a great time. But I think it's been beneficial to the entire company.
Yeah, and typically I hear about these kind of private client service departments, more typically at, say, wealth management, financial management firm, money management firm. You don't so much hear about it at insurance companies, or do you? Is this something new, or?
It's not new, but yeah, I would say, you know, not all companies have it. Definitely not all insurance. Some of the more well-known agencies have it. You might not hear about it as much, but I think it's probably growing a little bit. And I think you might see it a little more just knowing the attention to, you know, I think we'll probably get into it later, but just, you know, if you have a house in Florida, if it's a hurricane's coming, that requires a little more than a basic homeowner's policy. So you need to have agents that are more educated in the high net worth space. And then sort of.
Yeah. So give us some examples. I mean, if I am in that higher echelon of spend with mm-hmm. you guys, mm-hmm. what are some of the examples you might give of why I need special attention and the kind of special attention that you would provide, specific cases?
Sure. So obviously it varies, but if, you know, if you have several homes, if you have collector cars, if you have boats, if you have jet skis, if you, you know, if you just have many more risks than the average person, you need someone that has their eyes on all of it. Because you might not be best suited with one carrier. We might say, hey, you know, your dwelling limit is 20,000. You're going to be with this carrier. They do the best with the high dwelling, but you have these classic cars. We think you're going to be best over here with Hagerty because this is what they do. Or you have this risk, that risk. So, you know, in Florida or California, there's wildfires, right? You need to make sure you have all these certain protections. Florida is obviously big on our radar right now, just given the most recent hurricane. But you need flood. You need hurricane. You know, you can't just have the average homeowner policy. So the other thing is, it's not always about price. You know, a lot of people, like myself, for example, I'm just probably going to shop on price, right? I want auto and I have one house and a couple car, you know. These people can't do that. The private client has to be a little bit more cognizant of, okay, I really need to cover what I own, and that might not be very inexpensive.
Right. And I would imagine it's more about value and customer service, mm-hmm. you know, handholding, guidance, good strategic guidance for them, advice, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of times we as consumers who have an insurance need may not even know that we need it or that it's available or even to ask the question about coverage in a certain area. So that kind of higher value service, yep. I would imagine, is a big factor for them.
It's a big factor. Yeah. I mean, people work so hard for what they have. And even for you or for I, it's like if my whole house were to burn down tomorrow, that is emotional on top of everything else. So, you know, getting your money back is going to be one component of it. But, you know, do I have all the proper safety devices? Is there things that I could install in my home to help a water shutoff device so that if there is some sort of water backup issue or, you know, other things, also protective measures to help anyone. But yeah, especially in those kind of situations.
And how do people become aware? How does someone become a new client of CapNIC if I have these needs? I mean, how did they walk us through the process starts where and they ultimately end up in this department? I mean, mm-hmm. kind of walk us through how that all happens step by step.
Okay. You know, CapNIC, it's just such a great company. I really can't say enough great things about them. So everyone is pretty aware of this department now. You know, I got an email yesterday from a towing guy who heads up our towing department. And he's like, hey, I think this is going to fall in your wheelhouse. He's got three houses and a number of cars. And so he would pass it along to me. I, you know, take the phone number down. I call the individual. Hi, you know, introduce myself. And I just ask him, you know, talk to me about what you have. I have this house in Charlevoix. I have a, you know, a condo down in Florida. I have my main home in, you know, Birmingham. Like, okay, I already know. I know the value of these areas. So it's, you know, probably they're right with me. So, you know, I go over everything I have. The easiest next step is to see their current declaration pages. So again, we're not talking just money, or I mean, premium, you know, cost. So if I look at it and I say, hey, you know, I've reviewed everything, maybe it takes a couple days, a week, you know, I'm going to recommend this. So they may not come to us. We don't win them all, because if they're just shopping on price, we might not be the right place. Because I'm going to say, you know, it looks to me like your house is very underinsured. You have it at a million. Our calculations say it's 2.5, you know, so that's going to double your premium. And if they're not in the headspace to want to spend a little bit more, they might say no. If they are, they're like, oh my gosh, thank you. I had no idea. I was just trusted, you know, I've been with this agency for 25 years. I didn't know, we never reviewed anything. So that's another thing we do in private client that's a little different, is every year we do an annual review on your entire account. So we're going to sit down with you. We're going to put last year's premium to this year's premium, what's renewed. And we're going to say, hey, this is what we're seeing. This is what we're seeing. This is why. What do you think? You know, maybe we do shop your cars around. You got rid of this. Now you have a teen driver. You're probably going to be better over here. So we spend a lot of time on that in educating them. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that you don't know what you don't know if you haven't spent the time. So it's, you know, educating them on this is how much water backup you have. If there's a water backup in your basement, is that going to cover all your contents? Is it going to cover rebuilding the drywall? What kind of flooring do you have in there?
What about any trends that people need to pay attention to or need to be aware of so they even know to ask you about them? I would imagine, for example, cybersecurity, mm-hmm. even at home mm-hmm. these days, if you're a wealthy person, you're exposed, the bad guys could find you, and all of a sudden it's could be catastrophic, literally.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Tell us about, you know, any trends, that one or others that we should pay attention to.
Yeah, I mean, cyber's huge. You're right. It's an endorsement. Cyber doesn't automatically come on homeowners policies, so it is something you want to endorse. A lot of trends in the high net worth space right now are on, it's called inland marine, so it's your scheduled property, so watches, a lot of that, the value, baseball cards, stuff like that has gone up so much in value, so it's, you know, you want to schedule that. Like, again, you have it in your basement, and there's water damage, and everything gets ruined, and you're like, that's my Mickey Mantle card. You know,
right,
you don't have
right,
that
of course.
Scheduled.
What about NFTs? You covering those?
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes, yeah, they do. We have that as well, so you know, those are the things. Those are the talking points. Some people don't even think about that. Like, oh, gosh, I wouldn't even know I could insure this. You know, yes, you can. Rolexes, those have gone up. You know, get it appraised. You have it at $20,000. It's probably $50,000 right now. You know,
right.
Those are things. There's always the negative sort of trends right now, which are just they're good conversations to have, is the cost to rebuild a house. So the dwelling limit, you know, the cost of labor, the cost of supplies, everything is, it's so much higher right now. So it's good to say, hey, can you just do a replacement cost estimate on my home? I have it at 300,000, but I bet you to rebuild it, it's five. And then you do it, and it's like, you got to increase your dwelling. So, you know, there's always stuff in Michigan with auto. Those are trends that, like, I don't know. They're not even, I don't like to talk about them that much because there's different fees and there's the PIP laws and whatever.
Well, why talk about that when you can talk about Rolexes
exactly,
and jet skis, right?
That's why I have my job, right? That's the private client space that is a little more.
So I was going to say in closing, I was going to go right there.
Yeah.
It must be really fun, amazing, certainly rewarding and fulfilling to do work in this specific area. I can only imagine the things that you become aware of and get exposed to and the wow factor associated with working in this department.
It's wild. Yes, there's so much. And that's what I love most about the job is every day's different. You never know what they're going to come with. But yeah, some of the stuff that clients have, some of the houses that they've built, it's incredible. It's extraordinary. And the people, you know, behind all of that comes people that have worked really hard, that
yes.
are really proud of what
yes.
they have, that, you know, some relationships you get to build with these people, they're great. They're just wonderful. And you go through things together. I mean, unfortunately, there is the claim side of stuff where someone does lose a house to a hurricane. You get to be there and kind of help them and say, hey, we're going to help you get through this.
Yeah.
This is terrible, but we got your back and this is what we're here for. And so, yeah, it's great.
Well, I can sense being a member of that department as a client is a really good place to be. And I'd be in really good hands. That's for sure.
Yeah, you would.
Yes,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
You seem very knowledgeable, on top of your game, very personable. You seem, frankly, to say it like it is, you seem perfect for that role. And Kapnick's lucky to have you, and you're lucky to be in Kapnick in that position. So that's a beautiful thing all the way around. Thank you so much, Melissa, for your time here today. If you're interested in learning more, you can email Melissa at melissa.matic@kapnick.com. That's melissa.matic@kapnick.com. Or visit the Kapnick website at kapnick.com. Thanks for joining us.